We were discussing the first couple of paragraphs in the Shema, and it's very logical that they exist, because after all, the obligation of saying the Shema is found in the first paragraph, of course, as well as there's a tremendous amount of emphasis as well in the second paragraph. The third paragraph is questionable as to the significance of why it was instituted to be part of our daily reciting of the Shema. So much so that the Gemara poses this question, wondering what's the significance of it. Why do we establish this third paragraph of Shema? Why is it here? The obligation of wearing tzitzis seems to have no connection whatsoever to the theme, the running theme, which the first paragraph, which we discussed at great length, is the idea of accepting upon yourself the yoke of heaven, Ol Malchus Shemayim. Second paragraph, after a person accepts upon themselves that there's a God, that there's a spiritual being in this world that reigns over you, then and only then are you able to understand, to fulfill certain mitzvot, and to refrain from doing other activities, which is the second paragraph of the Ol HaMitzvos, the yoke of doing His commandments. Third paragraph talks about tzitzis. In fact, if we look at some of the mitzvos, you have tefillin, you have mezuzah, you find that there's compartments in the tefillin, has the first and second paragraph, of course not the third. Same thing by the mezuzah, we have the first and second paragraph, not the third. Of course, the reason for that is because those paragraphs have in them those mitzvos, the mitzvos of wearing tefillin and putting on a mezuzah respectfully. The question again, therefore, is what the significance and how is this the proper flow into the next paragraph of the paragraph which discusses tzitzis. So the Gemara does again ask this question. It says, "Parsha tzitzis neima kavua." What is it doing there? So the Gemara gives us six answers. It says, "Sheishvach shish dvarim." This paragraph has six aspects, six mitzvos. Of course, some of them are more obvious than others, such as mitzvah tzitzis, the obligation of remembering the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the exodus of Egypt. Ol mitzvos, which is a similar theme to the second paragraph, the yoke of accepting upon yourself mitzvos, v'das minim, hirur averor, v'hirur avodah zarah. And then other negatives, the proper, improper thoughts as far as sins are concerned, or straying to ways which are counter to Torah, the philosophy, and beliefs. So the Gemara says that, of course, the first three are very obvious. Tzitzis, we find that's a running theme in the third paragraph. The second idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of course, is the last sentence. Of course, we have to understand what's the significance. You're talking about tzitzis, tzitzis, tzitzis. All of a sudden, it starts talking about the exodus of Egypt. What's the connection of that? Something which we have to understand. And then it gives support to the other ideas, accepting upon yourself the old mitzvos, the yoke of the mitzvos, as it says, "Uzachartem es kol mitzvot Hashem." By looking at the tzitzis, somehow you're supposed to remember all Taryagel, 613 mitzvos. And then he says, the Gemara continues and says that the idea of when we recite Acharei Levavchem, not to stray upon after our eyes or after our hearts, this has an allusion in different respects to thoughts which correspond to sin or idol worship. Now, where exactly is this paragraph found? This is, of course, Torah paragraph. It's found in Parsha Shlach in B'Midbar. We discussed that it's really interesting how the Shema itself is not allowed to be recited L'makreya, out of order. Nonetheless, the third paragraph is the first paragraph found in the Torah. The second and third the first and second paragraph are found later in Sefer Devarim in Deuteronomy. So that's in itself, as we discussed, the significance of why it's done that way, why it's paragraph 3 if it's not in chronological or the order the way the Torah actually writes it down. But aside from that, we have to look at the Parsha itself, Parsha Shlach. The very end of the Parsha, the Maftir, is the paragraph of tzitzis. What immediately precedes this? So immediately preceding this, the Psukim tell us in Parsha Shlach a story of an individual. This individual was a person who violated some type of command, specifically on Shabbos. That he was a person who decided to do a malacha, a work, specifically a mekoshesh etzim, gathering of wood, and because of this, the Torah describes his punishment for doing such. And it's brought down the significance of what's the connection between the Mekoshesh Eitzim, and then immediately afterwards, jumping to this paragraph of Tzitzis, is one of the interesting things. If we look at each of the strings, which there are 8 strings, really 4 doubled over, that the way that a person makes the tzitzit is that there's wrappings followed by double knots. In the first, there's 7 wrappings, followed by another 8, followed by another 11, and then 13. And if you would look at those numbers, 7 plus 8, plus, which is 15, plus another 11, is 26, and another 13, help me out over here, is what?
39.
Which 39 is a very interesting number because it corresponds to Shabbos. Because those are the malachos, those are the works that a person is supposed to distance themselves from during Shabbos. And therefore, the idea of wearing the tzitzis on some level, by wearing them, gives a person the ability to remember the mitzvos, and specifically the mistake that person made, the Mekoshesh Eitzim, by violating one of the 39 prohibitions on Shabbos. By wearing the tzitzis, it gives that person the opportunity to remember. And therefore, with that said, we can perhaps understand the idea of why it says u'sachartem, where you're able to wear the tzitzis and be able to remember all of the Torah, certainly the mitzvah of wearing Shabbos, of Shabbos. Last question I'd like to discuss is this idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why do we have the mitzvah of the Exodus of Egypt thrown into the mix over here? And the answer, which there's certainly many explanations to this, is that one has to understand why did the Jewish people leave Egypt? What was the significance of the Jewish people going the Avdus L'Cheros, from being enslaved to becoming free? So one could say, become free and I can do whatever I want. It gives me the opportunity to be able to make my own choices, to live my own life. But that's not the role of the Jewish person. The Jewish person has upon them the 613 mitzvos. And therefore, the idea that we try to really drive home at the very end of the Shema is that we now, because Hashem decided to take us out of Egypt, and we would have been enslaved otherwise, now that we have our own freedom, we have the obligation of the Ol Mitzvot, of to be able to do His will, at least that, to show our Hakaras HaTov, our appreciation. But that's the true reason, it was Al-Manaske, and that's the reason why God took us out of Egypt, and that we should become servants, if it will, to Hashem. And therefore, by doing so, by reciting the last sentence of the Shema, it gives the entire framework, explains the whole significance of the second paragraph and the third, that because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, that's the reason why now we have the opportunity to be able to do His will. Kaddish.